today was awful sleep. Awful. Kids are home from school, which means no sleep for daddy. Daddy can't sleep in the middle of the morning and afternoon when the kids are home from school. Can't do it. Can't do it. They're running around. I don't blame them. They're trying to be good, but they're running around. They're kids. My wife took him out for a little bit, but there's just, thankfully, she was home. There's nothing you could do. I knew I wasn't going to sleep. So I'm tossing and turning. I hear them, you know, downstairs yelling, "Oh, Tommy, you know why? Don't you? I want to play hockey." Whatever else they're shouting. And I roll over and I pick up my phone for a little bit because sometimes I'll either try and read something or I'll get up and wash my face to try and go back to bed. Something just to break up the rolling around in bed trying to fall back to sleep. And then I saw it. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the Giants are going to do come Thursday evening. But Jordan Renan is reporting. And it's kind of been everywhere. And I've talked about the idea that the New England Patriots have literally told everyone they're open for business. Now, I know open for business means they're not going to just take anything. And it's going to take an enormous package to move up to the third. But I, when someone tells me they're open for business, to me, I believe them. And for the first time, someone else has acted and reported on it too. And this was what I've been waiting for. This is the report, and I'm going to choose to believe it. One, because I believe he's a good reporter. And two, it's because it's what I desperately want. So I'm going to choose to believe that the Giants are desperately trying to move up in this draft and trade up to the third spot to draft Drake May. This is the exact move I want. And it's pretty much the exact quarter. It is the exact quarterback I want. I didn't believe in J.J. McCarthy. I suppose on some level I've been sold on J.J. McCarthy to an extent. But Drake May, to me, is the quarterback. Now, I know he's in the ACC. I know they just drafted a quarterback in the ACC a handful of years ago, and now I'm clamoring to move on from him. And we understand the topsy-turvy nature and the crapshoot, to use everybody's favorite term when it comes to the draft, the crapshoot that is the NFL draft. But for me, Drake May and his arm strength, Drake May and his pocket presence, Drake May and what we hear of a little bit being the project quarterback reminds me of Josh Allen. The talk of Drake May entering this draft reminds me a little bit of the talk of Josh Allen. Inside a heavy quarterback draft, the project of the group. That's Josh Allen. And we know what Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen. I also saw Pat Leonard, who had a discussion with May, talking about his conversations with Brian Daboll and breaking down some New England film and what Tom Brady was doing and how much he enjoyed that and made him realize he would love to play in an offense like that. I think Daboll and May are the perfect fit. He has a year to sit and learn and watch Daniel Jones, who there is no way the Giants believe in. And if you believe in this report, at the very least, whether they're able and capable of moving up to the third spot, whether they have a competitive enough package or someone else blows them out of the water or New England just doesn't deem it worthy or whatever the case may be, even if they can't accomplish the goal, I do believe it's the goal. And if you believe it's the goal, then at least you understand that the Giants organization does have the buyer's remorse and understands that Daniel Jones is not the quarterback moving forward. because that's just as it's secondary, but it's almost as important to me as drafting the quarterback is the understanding that you can't continue to have faith in Daniel Jones. And I think despite what Joe Shane says, I think we all understand that. And this report at least solidifies the idea that everybody understands it. Now, are there some reports that after giving him the contract, that trading away major draft assets to move up in the draft to select another quarterback is a tough sell for ownership, who probably has the same connection to Daniel Jones that they had with Saquon Barkley that made John Mara tear up and sick to his stomach when he saw that he signed with the Eagles? I'm sure there is some of that. We've seen the owner come out and publicly defend him and talk about how little they've done to help him, and that is all true. But it doesn't change where we are, and where we sit today is Daniel Jones cannot be the future of this organization. And once you know you don't have the future of the organization, you have to look for it. And I think May is the exact guy I want. He's the exact quarterback I want. He's the project strong arm pocket presence quarterback that I believe this coach can get the most of. The athleticism, the arm strength, the project nature, the mistakes he makes, the poor decisions he makes, those are all the things this coach can coach out of him. And I think it's the perfect spot to give him a year and let him thrive. It might be the best spot for May, too, as opposed to being thrusted right into a starting role. I think it's a match made in heaven. It's exactly what I want. And if the Giants are capable of moving up in this draft, whether it be third or fourth, wherever it may be, if they can find a way to get May to team with Brian Daboll, that is exactly my dream for this New York Giants draft. And that report is exactly what I wanted to hear 2 days before. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. And I think if you're looking at how the Giants feel, I think you get an idea here. And at the very least, it means they're competent and they understand what's going on here. But this is how the Giants are going to treat this draft. I firmly believe the report, and I think this is how we can all kind of anticipate what the Giants are going to do. I do believe the Giants are trying very hard to move up in the draft and take a quarterback. I think May is the great decision. It could be another quarterback. But I think they're going to try and trade up because they recognize Daniel Jones isn't the future. But they do have a limit on what they're willing to give up. And we understand the tax, especially in this heavy quarterback draft, to move up to a third, especially a New England team that has all these holes and has a quarterback hole themselves. And if they are going to pass up on filling their quarterback hole and figuring out who their quarterback is of the future, they're going to want an enormous draft package. I think the Giants are going to try. I think the Giants have a line in the sand eventually, as all teams do. And I think they're comfortable taking whomever at six, whether it be the quarterback they like or one of the quarterbacks they like, or whether it being a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, whoever. I think it would mainly be a wide receiver. I don't think they're going to trade back. I really don't. I understand the idea. I think you need great players. I don't care. This idea that you're going to fill all your holes with all these draft picks, it sounds wonderful. Hey, I've got all these holes. How do you build through the draft? Oh, give me as many draft picks as possible, and I'll just fill them all with starters because I'm just this unbelievable draft guy. To quote Dave Gettleman, I don't think you mess around. I don't think you play games. When you have a sixth pick and you know you are either getting a franchise quarterback, if you feel that way, and I would believe Brian Daboll in feeling that way more than most coaches, or you're getting what everybody believes to be a stud wide receiver. You're guaranteed one of those guys at the top. You're guaranteed at six to either get a quarterback or a number one wide receiver. Why would you mess that up trying to trade back for more picks later in the draft where you could make a mistakes. I don't care how many holes you have. Great players are what build this league. Great players are what produce winning. So I think that's how the Giants are going to handle this. They're going to, option A, do whatever you can to trade up within reason, or at least within what you're willing to do to get a quarterback, which for me would be a lot. My tolerance for pain and what I'm willing to give up to get this quarterback is pretty high. But we'll see what the Giants is. But that's plan one. And then plan two is hope a quarterback that you believe in falls to you at six. And then plan C is to then take the wide receiver if no quarterback falls at six. I don't believe in the game of drafting, of trading back. I would be willing to then trade back into the top end of the first and getting either the Bo Nixes of the world or the, you know, one of the quarterbacks in the back end. If, like, say a Penix is still there, I think a Bo Nix certainly would be, like, I would be into, I think you could see that. But I do believe these reports. I do believe the Giants recognize that no matter how many holes you have, you have to fill the quarterback one first, and they do have a hole at the quarterback position. And I think they'll convince ownership, and I think they're trying like hell to do it. And that's exactly what they should do. But either way, they're going to come away with a great player at six, and they're probably comfortable in that scenario. So it's pretty simple. Daniel Jones is not the guy. They know it. They need a quarterback. They know it. They're doing everything they can to get the guy they believe in. And if not, they'll draft one of the three wide receivers. I think that's where the Giants draft is. 877-337-6666. And God, please, 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 please. And we might not find out until draft day. We probably won't find out until a minute, you know, a couple minutes before the pick. Right? I think I was reading Art Stapleton. He was talking about how Accorsi didn't know he was going to pull off the Eli Manning trade until a few minutes while he was still on the clock with the fourth overall pick. So this could be a game time decision, but I firmly believe that the Giants get it. That Brian Daboll and Joe Shane get it. That they need their Josh Allen in a Giants uniform. And Drake May is just the guy. I'm pumped. I was pumped to see that story. I didn't need to go back to sleep. I can live on fumes. It's okay. I mean, you know, my head hurts, and I'm not sure which direction my eyes are going, but I feel pretty confident about what I want the Giants to do in the draft.